pretty damn proud that we ended up in May of this year, finally got a 3-year exceptional policy to open up the base for areas of public interest to include the museum, the lighthouse, and the National Park Service location. So it was a big lift by a lot of people. The community had a very big part in making that happen. And that was one of the good things that happened last year.
That's Commanding Officer at NAS Pensacola, Terry Shashadi. Village is his call sign, talking about base access, something that, as he said, he was pretty damn proud to get the base, get a 3-year exemption, temporary exception from the general rule that you don't let the public on the base. We know that as the way it had always been prior to the terrorist attack and has now been since May of this year, but is not going to be forever unless things change. That 3 years kind of gives me the willies because that means it could expire at some point, right? But they are working on that and also working to mitigate against some of the problems that are happening, you know, as a result of having the back gate open to the public now with parking and traffic outside of the base.
You know, we've learned a lot. I think we still have a little bit of work to do when it comes down to the base access piece, specifically with the community out there because of the traffic issues that we have. If you live out the back gate, you know it. But that's one thing that we continually try to tweak and communicate with the county and trying to figure out how to make that better.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, you try to flush that many members of the public into, you know, a fairly limited access point. And then what happens is it overflows into some of the residential kind of access streets. Not the, you know, the main ones are fine. They can handle it, right? You know, Blue Angel is fine and Gulf Beach is fine, but the other ones is where they get onto and that creates the problem. And then you have the issue of people parking where they should not.
All right. So where are we going? Talking about base access. So again, traffic is one of those issues for those out the back gate. We've been communicating with County Commissioner Kohler on trying to figure out how to solve that problem. I realize every day, including today, that it's kind of hard to communicate to individuals. Even if you have a sign that says no parking here, they still seem to park there. So trying to figure out...
We think that's a suggestion.
What's that?
We're in the South. We think that's a suggestion.
I'm telling you, yes, that's... I'm learning that.
Quaint and funny, but annoying. But yeah, I mean, I understand that. So trying to solve those problems and, you know, just trying to continually improve on the process and continually make it appealing to Big Navy so that they don't, take away that exemption or exception in 2.5 years.
We're bringing in maybe some more people to help solve that problem. So unfortunately, it's not fixed. I think it's still going to be a challenge. We've learned a lot this past year to hopefully apply those lessons learned for next year, and hopefully we can offset some of the frustration or the inconvenience that having that base open has caused out the back gate.
Right. But I will say, I'm there at this chamber function. And by the way, thank you so much to Lico Crump. He always gives me access to his audio whenever these events take place. He's the best. And, the one you heard of the in the room yelling, that was on my mic at the table, which is always a little bit worse than the one that he's got directly off the microphone. So I appreciate that. But back to he sat down and then I followed up because I thought, well, 2.5 years, sir. I know that seems like a long way away, but it is not a long way away in terms of Navy policy and, you know, making sure that in 2.5 years, we don't find ourselves back where we were, you know, in the in-between, in the time we don't talk about.
What's the plan in 2.5 years? It's a great lift to get to here. What's the plan for when the temporary expires?
So that's something that we're still trying to figure out. It's been, I don't want to say put on the back burner, but we haven't re-engaged on some of the other possibilities or options that are out there. But they're still somewhat similar to what was before, whether or not, you know, there's a the ability to end up, moving away from the exceptional policy. The end state would be to get rid of that exception to policy and make it a consistent or... what's the word I'm looking for?
Permanent,
yeah, absolutely, a permanent solution.
Do you feel like this is kind of a trial proof of concept for the Big Navy, or are they looking at it less like this is the permanent plan, do you think?
No, I think we're going to have to re-engage and legitimately figure out, the risks associated with it and how this had occurred. Could this be the permanent solution? I think it's fair to say yes. But I mean, it has everything to do with, you know, the funding. If there's additional funding that needs to end up coming for a MilCon project, offset by, you know, the risk associated with having that or not having that. So that discussion hasn't been really heavily re-engaged since the exceptional policy ended up coming. But as we get closer to the midpoint right now, we're probably going to start having these conversations.
Yeah, it kind of to translate for you for a second, what he's saying is that, you know, when we didn't have access, everybody was in a, you know, really in a flurry of activity trying to find a way to make access happen. That would involve MilCon military construction, a lot of cost, and also some possible security questions, right? That was always part of the conversation. And since we've got the 3 years, we're not really continuing to press on a lot of those questions. You know, things like turning the road through the base into a public road that would have, you know, fencing on both sides so that you could use that and then go off to the lighthouse or the museum or whatever. You know, and we're not talking, you know, just not talking about all that much anymore. But this was the problem before, like before the terrorist attack, is we were happy with what we had, which was a never-ending exception, just like they had at Pearl Harbor, you know, never-ending exception to be able to access the things that the public wants to access. And then all of a sudden that went away. And because we hadn't really planned for the possibility that, well, that might not last forever. And so I'm just wanting to make sure that our folks, and I know they are, okay, but, you know, 2.5 years seems a long way away, but, you know, let's start thinking about this now, and let's, you know, let's not just quit lobbying and start lobbying again in a year and a half, you know, to make sure that all of this stuff is going the right way. This is too important to our community for us to just, you know, hope the exemption stays, right? And, I'm not saying that's Village's approach. I'm just saying I wanted to make sure they were, and I am confident that they will for sure do that. 716 here on News, and not just him, but, you know, local politicians, our elected leaders in Congress, all of these folks, this is important stuff, not just lobbying on behalf of the base to make sure the base gets the repairs it needs, which it does, but lobbying on behalf of the policy to make sure that we continue to have access to the amenities that the public and the visitors really, really enjoy, and that funding for a lot of those things depends on. 717 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. 9 Mile is accident-free and not showing any delays in Car City. Highway 90, we're having our normal morning congestion at Beulah Middle School drop-off, so just please slow down for the kiddos. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, one of the things that I really appreciate about Christine Leavenworth is she says to me, like, look, if I sit down with somebody to talk about real estate, that's my end goal, is I just like talking with people. I like informing them. I like, you know, getting them information, helping them make decisions, and meeting people. And she loves meeting people. If that turns into a deal, great. If that doesn't turn into a deal, just as great, because I just like meeting people. And I want to help them figure out, you know, what makes sense and what's the right thing to do. And sometimes that means not doing anything. And I know it's weird for a real estate agent to tell people that the best advice is maybe to not do what you were thinking about, but that's fine. You know, if they give me a referral to somebody else and I meet them and that makes a deal, great. If it doesn't, great. She just likes the idea of meeting people and talking with them. And of course, a lot of those will turn into deals, and that's, you know, that's how she makes her money, okay? But she's just really, really, really good at this in a way that I just cannot fathom sometimes. Between her and her team at Leavenworth Realty last year, they sold 230 homes. So you want to talk to somebody who knows from the buyer's side, and because they know from the seller's side, they know from the buyer's side, and because they know from the buyer's side, they know from the seller's side. Like, they've got all of this figured out. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show talking about Suited Up, what it is, and how it benefits PSC students. Also up for discussion, CTE Month, what it is and its benefits, the Handshake Job Board, job fairs and internships, and so much more. Today at 9 to the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get ready, because the event of the Christmas season is coming back to the Pensacola Sanger Theater on December 2nd. The Prophecy Show, the music of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Don't miss your chance to see this one-of-a-kind holiday rock tradition on December 2nd at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. Tickets are on sale now for the Prophecy Show. The music of Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings 9 till 11 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
I just feel very awkward and embarrassed to even pretend to air drum in the room anymore because we have a professional drummer as the producer now. And I know you
drummer.
Would love Shy Boy from David Lee Roth.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But now I just kind of want to, you know, it's like, you know, Candy and I used to always dance
right.
in the morning. And it's like we got a professional choreographer in here. I'm not dancing in front of you. So if I ever do air drum in response to some music, just please don't laugh at me, okay?
I won't.
All right, you will. 7:23 on News Radio 92.3. David Notley Roth Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines.
You know, you could always take up the air guitar. I think
he'd
be okay.
He would laugh at me for that, too. Just
hey, I'll play along. It'll be like a rock band in here.
Yes, right. What's going on in the newsroom, David?
The Actors Union made some progress yesterday during their negotiations with Hollywood Studios. SAG-AFTRA members have now reduced their demand for a first-year increase in minimum rates, and they say their focus is on negotiating in good faith to secure a fair deal. The 2023 football season is over for Northwestern State University in Louisiana. They canceled the rest of their season yesterday. This is a couple weeks now after safety Ronnie Caldwell was shot and killed. And the United Nations General Assembly moving towards a vote later today on a resolution that would call for an immediate and unconditional humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. That would call for opening corridors so aid can reach the people struggling in the city. Representatives from dozens of nations will be speaking on that later today.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:24, News Radio 92.3. Have you seen this thing about the new hottest pepper in the whole wide world is out and available? Pepper X.
Oh, is this brought to you by Elon Musk?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, Pepper, don't call it Twitter. So that's, you know, they say that it's three times worse than what the Ghost Pepper, I guess, would be the next most or whatever. And it's one of those, like, here's just one, I dare you, right? And I don't know, are you a, like, spicy food?
Yes, yep. Take me to a Thai restaurant and just walk away.
And give them, you know, burn me, baby.
Oh,
just
yes.
Give it
yes.
to me. Mm-hmm. I'll pay later. It's okay. Pepper X has 2.693 million Scoville heat units, a jalapeno, which is about 2 to 8,000, okay? So, you know, I guess it was not the Ghost Pepper. It was Carolina Reaper was the next one, which was 1.64. Same guy built them both. Which makes sense.
If you put it in your electric car, it will actually run it for a while until you can get to a battery, I heard.
That's right. So he says they built it about a decade ago, but they just decided to release it now because no one had been able to, you know, do better than the Carolina Reaper. And so he's like, I got you. Hold my beer. Or my milk, as the case may be. So there you go. And it's a ugly looking thing. It looks like if somebody took a jalapeno and painted it the color of, I don't know, dying tree, and then shriveled it up. That's kind of what that's a jalapeno, habanero. And then that's just kind of what they look like. And he's holding them in his hand. I would not do that. 7:26 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Oh, man. Okay, so Highway 90 has our normal morning backup from the Beulah Middle School drop-off, so please use caution in that area. Chemukla Highway, Woodbine Road, Berry Hill Road, all clear. No slowdowns on Guernsey Road or Giddens Lane. East, West, North, and South Spencerfield are also moving smoothly. If you have any traffic info to report this morning, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So I thought this was actually kind of an interesting story, sort of a little one. Apparently, I don't follow, you know, California developments all that carefully, but apparently they had a ban on lowriders or something that they've now redone so you can. Yeah. So lowriders are back in California. You can go ahead and ride as low as you want to. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law Friday lifting the restrictions on lowrider cruising, what they call a cultural and artistic tradition developed by Latinos living in the Golden State. So there you go. Good for you.
Huh. I'm glad he's focusing on the important issues.
Yeah, well, hey, look, they can walk and chew gum at the same time. Why not? Throughout the years, police officers harassed lowriders, usually Latino. Are they? Are you sure? And they broke up cruising events. California state law put limits on how low vehicles could ride, cities and towns imposing their own. And now this not just allows them statewide, but it also, this dirty word, preempts the control of low riders to the state. So local municipalities cannot prohibit the downlifted or dropped or whatever you want to call them vehicles. 727 on News Radio 92.3. Okay, I do not. I mean, I do know what I make of this, but I don't know what I make of this at the same time. This is one of those, you know, when Bobby used to do the signs of the apocalypse in the afternoon, and
oh, yeah,
it was like the world is just completely coming apart. Mm-hmm. Here's one of those stories. All right. I'm just going to give you the title, and then you're going to understand immediately where this goes. AI girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
AI girlfriends, where some super hot chick, as AI, you know, you program the AI with your face and your body and your voice, and you give it some, you know, you teach the AI to be you, and then you can rent an AI you to a lonely guy to be your companion, to be his companion, so he can pretend to have a girlfriend that isn't real, but with the extraordinarily high number of single young men, 60%, 18 to 30, are single, compared to only 30% women of the same age. I don't know how that math works. Don't ask me. The math doesn't make any sense to me, but that's what they say. One in five men report not having a single close friend, a number that's gone up dramatically in the last 30 years. Social media, isolation, video games, living in your basement, your parents, all that kind of stuff. And we've got an influencer, I hate that term, but whatever. We've got a social media influencer who has created an AI bot of herself and has over 1,000 users, isn't that the right term, in less than a week, and a wait list of 15,000.
Oh, my goodness.
A wait list of 15,000.
Wow.
Buck a minute. Mm. Buck a minute. Mm. No, you can, decry it and make fun of it and all. But let me tell you what I think this points to. Number one, it points to the deep desire of people, particularly men, for attention, affirmation, you know.
A riddle round, right?
Pretend stimulation, you know. I mean, women are sometimes baffled about, like, how does the strip club work? Because they're that into nudity. It's not the nudity. I mean, it's the affirmation and the affection and the pretend interest and the listening to your day. I mean, that's the stuff. So I can completely see why lonely guys would be willing to pay a buck a minute to have a pretend girlfriend. Because even though you know it's fake, it still gives you the feeling of satisfaction of something that you're craving and missing and deeply need.
Just like Coke Zero.
Yeah, just like Coke Zero.
News. I'm Chris Foster.
Oh,
there have been U.S. airstrikes in eastern Syria on facilities linked to militias backed by Iran.
It was in response to some 19 different attacks with drones and missiles at U.S. personnel, resulting in some 21 injuries of U.S. personnel. One U.S. contractor died of a heart attack through all of the panic and the necessity to take cover when those strikes were inbound.
Fox's Mike Tobin. A 14-year-old boy and his father out bowling together are among the 18 people killed in mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine, Wednesday. Law enforcement surrendered a home owned by shooting suspect Robert Card's family.
Maine State Police confirmed they served search warrants at the home. After about 2 hours, they left with no sign of Card. Card is accused of murdering 18 people and injuring 13 more at a bowling alley and bar Wednesday night. At least three victims remain in critical condition.
Fox's Nate Foy. Shelter-in-place orders are expanded to the entire county where the shooting happened and part of another where the suspect lived. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3, 65 right now. Partly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. Well, the incorporation of Perdido Key into its own town will most likely make it to a ballot for residents next year.
I've been before the voters 11 times. I trust the voters. And from what I hear tonight, the voters will make the right decision for what they think is right.
State Senator Doug Broxson, and that from last night's Escambia County Legislative Delegation meeting. And the delegation did vote to allow that measure on a ballot. That meeting is where lawmakers hear pitches for the county's priorities for the upcoming legislative session. Representative Alex Andrade is now in charge of drafting that bill. He'll have to submit it to the state. The discussion of bid rigging came up in Santa Rosa County yesterday, this time after county leaders awarded a project to a contractor, despite there being a couple of sealed bids that came in at a lower cost. Last month, the county received bids to replace the roof on the Extension Office building. They selected Eric Schaefer with the bid of $68,846, but two lower bids were received at $56,417 and $68,685.
I totally agree with what staff did on this one. The two lowest bids, one just gave an empty sheet, a blank sheet of paper back, and the other one gave a bunch of scratch notes on the county's scope of work. Every other bid that was provided, they followed all of the directions.
That is Commission Chairman Colton Wright. He says that by selecting the lower bid with no scope of work, it could have led to a change order and possibly more money down the road. Ultimately, the board voted to reject calls to rebid the project and decided to move forward with Schaefer for that work. The state attorney's office has now handed down indictments to two men in two separate fatal shootings. Channel 3 reports 29-year-old Jerry Foster Jr. and 41-year-old Jeremy McConico have now both been indicted on first-degree premeditated murder charges. Foster is accused of killing his cousin, 38-year-old Jarvis Johnson, in September on Emerald Avenue. McConico allegedly shot and killed Rodney Norris Jr. March 23rd last year at a home on Massachusetts Avenue. McConico was being held in Beaumont, Texas, but was recently extradited back to Escambia County to face charges in that case. Well, there's still no arrests after that recent break-in at a Family Dollar store. This is where a safe and an ATM were cut into, an undisclosed amount of money stolen. We did learn this week that investigators are looking into whether a group is specifically targeting Family Dollar branded stores, as multiple locations in our area have been hit.
Investigators from both agencies are working on those cases to see, first of all, if they're connected, and secondly, hopefully to be able to solve those cases.
And that is Pensacola Police Spokesman Mike Wood. He tells News Radio that those groups sometimes hit multiple locations, then leave the area. Investigators believe the group may have some inside knowledge of Family Dollar and their security practices. And the investigation into a cyber attack that halted operations in the First Judicial Circuit Courts continues. Chief Judge John Miller recently confirming personal data had been breached in the attack. The PNJ reporting that the attack did compromise employee tax forms and other sensitive documents. Employee W-4 forms reportedly were found on the dark web by law enforcement. 735 right now, News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Highway 98 westbound starting to back up before Avalon Boulevard. Highway 90, we're showing some normal morning congestion there at the Beulah Middle School for the drop-off, so just be careful in that area. Also, heading south on Highway 29 towards West 10 Mile, showing some backup there. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A beautiful day in store today with temperatures near 81 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 65 degrees. For Saturday, high near 82 with mostly sunny skies, 64 degrees for your overnight temp. Beautiful weather continues into Sunday with a high near 81, mostly sunny. Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 64. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 65 in Pensacola, 67 in Gulf Breeze, and 64 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Chipotle reported quarterly earnings that beat expectations, helped by higher menu prices for its burritos and bowls. The burrito chain reported net income of $11.32 a share, up from $9.20 a year ago. Beef and queso costs rose this quarter, largely offsetting last year's menu price hikes. Earlier this month, the restaurant chain raised menu prices for the first time in more than a year, citing inflation. 45% of warehouse and logistics leaders see automation as necessary over the next 5 years, according to new research from ProGlove. The finding from the wearable tech pioneer comes as nearly two-thirds have either already implemented or are currently implementing automation. But ProGlove concludes it is yet another piece of evidence that full automation is not a cure-all for the industry's challenges. On Wall Street, futures now mixed. After stocks closed broadly lower yesterday, the Dow Industrials fell 251. That's Your Money Now.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing family. But no matter how many passengers you may have, there's a Volkswagen that'll fit you from Piedmore Imports. The all-new 2024 Jetta Sport. A sleek, compact sedan now from $24,385. The 2023 Taos S, a sporty crossover with a new lower price of $25,199. The 23 Tiguan S has a third row and now from $29,146. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven for everyone. Comfort. The 2024 Atlas SE, now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421, plus the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale prices before tax, title, and dealer fees. Discount on the new ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Quiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
As I told the families of Americans being held captive by Hamas, we're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for trying.
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own service members were Iranian-backed militia groups that were killing them.
Keeping you informed of the local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtown. I don't wanna be your stupid game.
There are some reports out there because, of course, they notify people with P.O. boxes that they'd be moving to that East Hill location over off Davis. The indication that they've given me, that is not necessarily, I would not presume that that means that that is their plan in concrete moving forward, that they would just move there in perpetuity. That has not been decided.
Mayor D.C. Reeves talking earlier this week at his press conference about the reports that people are being told that the downtown post office is going to close and they're going to relocate to East Hill on Davis, a location which I can only describe as maybe my least favorite in the whole wide world. Not because of anything with the people, but because they've got those killer speed bumps in the parking lot, which are kind of like the, you know, they're the car killers. You know, they're not like the speed tables that we put in now that are designed to be go over them at 20 miles an hour. These are the ones where, you know, you're flirting with disaster at six, miles an hour. So I'm not a big fan of that particular location, if just because of that one fact, which I can't understand why they're there in the first place. You know, like, what are they stopping? People racing from the northbound to the southbound one-way street? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me what that's thwarting, but okay. It's, you know, they've been there a long time. It's not my place to ask. I'm just, you know, moaning on the air. Anyway, reports that the post office will move there is, I mean, that's certainly inconvenient for a lot of people who use that downtown location, but, you know, the city, you know, Mayor Reeves, he does not have authority over the post office, in case you did not know, and he doesn't own the building, in case you did not know, and so doesn't really have any direct authority in any part of this problem, but still looking at a way to maybe, how can we help, right?
We aren't the landlord. We aren't the postal service. There's no clear direct line between the city's responsibility in this, but kind of like our issues with parking, some things are out of our control that I feel like I would regret just saying that's not our problem.
Yeah, again, I really admire this attitude by the mayor. I think that the, you know, well, that's not my job, you know, or that's I don't have any power over that is exactly the kind of thing that you hear from an employee at a place that you just don't want to go back again to, you know, or when you're a manager, you hear that and you're like, oh, give me some can-do people. Well, DC's a can-do, you know, this is a problem for our city. This is a problem that I don't have any direct responsibility for, and I can just say that's not my issue. I don't have any power. Or I can see what the problem is and see if there's anything we can do. You know, is there a space we have? Is there an alternative? Could we maybe, you know, I don't know what the answer is going to look like, but he's saying, look, I just want to be, I want to be helpful if I can.
I'm going to reach out to the Postal Service and see if there's any way for us to be helpful to make sure that we do still have a downtown location that I really believe is a great value and a great amenity for our, especially our downtown businesses that frequent there quite often.
I'm sorry. I got a text in 437-1620. It just caught me sideways. Somebody says, dang, man, you want free parking and to be able to speed in parking lots? I do. 743 on News Radio 92.3. So I don't know what the nature of the solution is, but he's, you know, kind of looking into it. Meanwhile, interesting comments about parking repairs at the airport parking garage, okay, that are ongoing and are not going to be during the busy season.
What's in progress now is parking garage maintenance. We're phasing shutdowns of the parking garage for resealing joints, just your typical maintenance that's happening to a structure of that age. The work will stop before Thanksgiving and it'll start back up in January. So as we work on repairing and improving the parking garage, we obviously are aware of the seasonal aspect of that. So we continue to work on that now.
Good, and won't be doing it during the busy season. Also good, but needs to be done, right? This kind of plague of deferred maintenance that we're suffering from, not just in the city of Pensacola, but sort of across both counties, I think is, you know, really an issue. And it's funny because I think D.C. gets a bad rap for being the guy that's like, you know, closing things and whatnot. But yeah, but he's the seems to be the one who's actually doing the adult job of paying attention, cataloging the issues, and deciding which things need to be repaired, which things we can repair, and which things aren't really safe to be open. I don't necessarily agree with him on every single one, but, you know, that's the right conversation to have versus the typical politician's response is, well, that's not my job, you know, or or I'm going to leave that to somebody else to figure out because it's just too painful to think about the possibility right now. We love to grand opening things and we don't love to grand close things. And, you know, there's kind of a sort of a parallelism there. But he says at the airport, the problem is that when they're trying to do the work, they're trying to fix stuff.
We have had a couple of issues of coning off parking garage and us then seeing people on video move the cones and then park in that lot. Anyway, we've had multiple issues with that. So in case a complaint is out there in the public realm that that a car got friendly towed for free to another location and they can't find their car, if any reports of that come into you guys, there's more than likely a chance that we have them on video moving a cone to open, go into an area that was closed as a parking garage. So keep that in mind.
Wow. So people are going in there. They can't find the parking where they want it. So they see the cones and they decide, ah, cones don't apply to me. Kind of like the guy in the clip earlier said, that's a suggestion in the South. And they're moving the cones. And so then what happens is they get on a flight and then they come back and their car's not there because it's been friendly towed to a little bit different location inside the parking structure, not at a cost, but still it's been moved aside. We'll finish talking about this in a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right. Our major slowdown this morning is Highway 98 westbound, starting to back up in Tiger Point at the Avalon Boulevard. Not too bad yet, but you know how that goes. Everything else is looking pretty good. Pensacola Boulevard near East 10 Mile, just south of that, is starting to back up just a little bit. But that's all I'm seeing so far. If you have any traffic info to report, you can text us at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. And this is one of those, but wait, it gets worse. Because this problem of people disobeying the cones at the airport parking structure, he gets it, right? He gets that this is a challenge for people. It doesn't want to have to inconvenience, but we're doing maintenance, trying to make a better long-term experience. You're going to have to inconvenience people for a time, right?
Unfortunately, I hate for someone to get off a plane after a long way away and then have a little anxiety when they can't find the car where they're located. But we are trying to communicate as best we can. If people were doing that and parking in areas that they weren't supposed to, that, you know, we have moved their car for, we have towed their car for free to another location where they're allowed to be parking. That hasn't helped limit. So we've had a couple little minor delays with some of these repairs because we've had people take traffic enforcement into their own hands.
Yeah, which is not good. And I was kind of joking around with Matt Coughlin, who is the airport director. I said, oh, we're just, you know, giving people a gentle free relocation to another place, right? That's dude, where's my car is what it reminds me of. And he texted me back and he said, yeah, it's kind of crazy. They had some people that were using power tools to dismantle construction fencing. So this is not just moving cones. This is like people in there with, I don't know what exactly tools, but people are actually dismantling the physical barrier fencing that they've put up to protect the areas that they've got to do the work on. And he says, yeah. And then, you know, which I was kind of flabbergasted by. And then other people come in. He says they're desperate and they park behind the people who broke the rules, not knowing that they've broken the rules, not understanding it's a construction area, and then causing further problems because the construction people come in and do the work and they can't because some dummy's car is parked there. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Oh, I'm actually, that's funny. I just got a text in from DC saying the same thing. Yeah, we had a confirmed video of someone using power tools to take down the equipment and park in the place that was prohibited. Are you, okay, I'll be honest. There's one part of me that is just, what the, you know, what's wrong with you? And there's another part of me that's like, I mean, that's just so outrageous. It's like the most Florida man thing I've ever heard, that somebody would go in to the airport and have tools in their trunk, I guess, or in their truck, and might not got to park. Where am I going to park? Well, that one's blocked off by some fencing and equipment. No problem. Just give me a second. Oh, my God.
It was Tim Allen.
That's right. That's probably right. 749 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, one last quick note from the mayor is just a reminder that tomorrow.
Just a reminder, the monitor drop-off facility of recycling starts Saturday, November 4th. So not this coming Saturday, but the following. 7 a.m., 3 p.m., 2759 North Palafox Street. And we've been sending that information out. Soda bottles, water bottles, on the PET plastic side, milk jugs, laundry detergent jugs, and then steel aluminum cans, as well as clean cardboard. Then we'll be taking all of those things, and we'll actually be tracking as we move forward. Our staff that's monitoring will be tracking what's coming in, how many tons, how contaminated it is.
Again, that is tomorrow is when that starts. And somebody texted me and said 437-1620 says, you know, moving a cone is one thing. Taking down a fence should get an unfriendly tow by PPD or, you know, to PPD. And I was thinking, no, sometimes a lesson needs to be taught in kind. And I was thinking, you know, the old thing where, like, you know, you get a bunch of buddies together and you move somebody's car as a practical joke. The practical joke in this case would be to move the car, take off all the tires and put them, like, next to the car, and then just stick a picture of them disassembling the fence from the video camera on the back of probably not the way to run a city, but I'm just telling you where my heart's at. 750 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So in case you return from a trip and your car is missing, Frontier Motors is a great place to... It's a great place to buy that next one. There it is. That's right. Cars that are almost new, you know, 1, 2, 3 years old. Cars that are in great shape, low miles, you know, good prices. Cars that typically, you know, they come back like from lease programs. I know ours was a lease down in Central Florida. It came back to the dealership in Orlando. They couldn't sell it. Don't ask me why. I can't explain it. It went up for auction. Frontier was there. They bought it from auction. And then we got a smoking deal on a 1-year-old Honda Odyssey, which was great for us. I was glad that somebody else decided to take that depreciation hit for that first year, put 12,000 miles on a car that's going to be mine forever. And we got a smoking deal on that car just because of that. And so that's what they specialize in, is not the used cars that are sort of at the end of their lifespan. The used cars that are at the very beginning just aren't quite brand new. That's what they specialize in. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay said hi.
Today at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There's nothing worse than being charged to spend your own money. That's why at Penair Credit Union, our fee-free checking account has surcharge-free ATMs available from Pensacola to Pencil wherever. So wherever you go, you can bet there's a surcharge-free ATM waiting for you. Because, hey, we don't like fees any more than you do. So our checking has no monthly fees, no balance requirements, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Penair Checking. It just fits better. Make the switch at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Nuke's overthrowing tonight. Don't look loose. Anything bothering him?
He says his chakras are jammed. He's having trouble breathing out of his left eyelid.
Right eyelid.
Good morning, 7:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You got to make sure that left eyelid is clear to breathe before you throw the curb. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our head. God, Bull Durham is such a good movie. It really is. There are a lot of movies from before that you watch them again, and you're like, That's one where you're like, ah. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The United Nations General Assembly moving towards a vote later today on a resolution that would call for an immediate and unconditional humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. That would also call for opening corridors for aid to reach the thousands of people struggling in the city. The judge in Donald Trump's New York fraud trial will hear arguments today about efforts by the former president's daughter to quash subpoenas calling for her potential testimony. Last month, the New York Attorney General tried to compel Ivanka Trump to testify by sending three subpoenas to corporate entities connected to her. Her lawyer filed a motion last week to quash those subpoenas. She was dismissed from the case in June. And apparently in some parts of the U.S., there's laws against houses being too scary for Halloween.
Many homeowner associations have restrictions on how loud your Halloween sound effects may be, or how late you're allowed to frighten people. In Phoenix, Arizona, there are zoning laws that prohibit decorations that are too loud or too bright. There are rules in Los Angeles against turning your home into a haunted house. And in some towns like Irvine, California, decorations that are too scary can incur a $500 fee. Legally, in the U.S., a trick-or-treater can sue a homeowner for scaring them too much and causing emotional distress. I'm Mark Nathan.
Stop it. Come on.
Man, the things
on.
You know.
Come on. Legally, maybe in the, you know, the People's
the
Republic
NBC
of California.
See the NBC rainbow right now. The more you know.
Oh, my God. They're going to sue you for emotional distress from a scary Halloween display. Okay, can I play the idiot for a second? There are certain things I can imagine being pretty disturbing. And without picturing anything particular, look, we make, you know, movies R-rated based on violence for a reason, right? We don't let kids attend. So there's obscenity and indecency in the public square. I mean, yes, I want to laugh. It's an absurd thing. But I remember when we used to live in St. Louis, and there was this one, this is not a scary thing, but I mean, there was some guy up on the hill in some mobile home that you just visible through the trees. You know what I mean? Like, you know, this guy comes into civilization once a year. And he thought the best idea was to put this life-size naked woman poster on the side of his house. And they either couldn't or wouldn't do anything about it, you know? So is that better for society? I don't know. Anyway, thanks a lot for that, David. You're the best.
Anytime. That's what I'm here for.
Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, I saw the promo for It, and I couldn't sleep for a week.
Oh, so even the old one. The original,
one.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so right
it's
now.
Just a balloon. Yeah, come on down here. Yeah. Nothing to fear.
Yeah. 98 westbound in Tiger Point at Avalon Boulevard starting to back up this morning. Also, North W Street and West Fairfield, there's an accident blocking the roadway, so please use caution in that area. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, I love this. 437-1620 is a text line. Somebody texts in, Roy texts in and says, you know, cutting the fence to park at a prohibited area of the airport, that could be a new event for the Florida Man Games in St. Augustine. You know, I don't know if you saw this story, but the inaugural Florida Man Games are happening next year in St. Augustine. They're looking for contestants, and obviously they're selling tickets, like $45 to go. I don't know that I would pay to go, you know, pay that much to go, but I'm sure it'll be a fun event. Plus, it's St. Augustine, and there is a part of me that thinks, never St. Augustine. Anyway, the events that they have are things like the weaponized pool noodle mud duel. Sounds like a Dr. Seuss thing. Evading the arrest obstacle course, jump over fences, run through backyards, and run away from actual cops to earn your freedom. Oh, and by the way, American Gladiators, Dan Nitro Clark and Lori Ice Fetrick are going to be judges for the event.
Nitro and Ice.
So they are really pulling the big stars. I know. The Category 5 cash grab, they're going to blow winds across, I guess, a room full of money, and you got to grab what you can, imagining you're in a hurricane. This is the one that I simultaneously hate and love because I thought it was the funniest one. It's the catalytic converter, two bikes, and a handful of copper pipes race against time. Just, you know, compete head-to-head in a race that lets you live a day in the life of a Florida man headline. I don't believe there are officially any of these events that involve drugs or strippers or alligators, which means I think they've kind of undershot the Florida man concept. But I was asking people if they had suggestions, as Roy gave you the one. Roy gave the one before. I think the 100-yard dump the tire on the side of the road could be a Florida Man event, and I'm not trying to encourage. I'm just, you know, describing.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.